Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. So glad to have you with us. We've got a great show today. Before I get to the details, let's kick it off with prayer. And you know, as we do each day when we pray, let's just take a minute to remember that we are in the presence of God. Boy, it's so easy to forget that. We're in His presence. He loves us. He wants to hear from us. So let's talk to Him now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank You for bringing us to the beginning of a new day. Father, we know that You have big plans for us. Please continue to give us the grace that we need to face any challenge that comes our way today. Father, may all we do bring glory to Your name. We lift up our families, our friends, anybody for whom we said we would pray. We lift up our own needs. We give them to You, Father. We ask You to help us with them. We ask You, Father, in heaven to speak through us at the station today. We pray that Your words can go forth from our lips, and we pray for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, Your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know what? It is really cool to be able to hang out with you this morning because, in case you didn't know, we are the only local Catholic morning show in the Delaware Valley, and we're pleased to be here. I am Gary Zimek, and the name of the show is Spirit in the Morning on Holy Spirit Radio. On today's program, we're going to be joined by Dr. Alan Schreck, who is a professor of theology at Franciscan University of Steubenville. Dr. Schreck has been with us on a regular basis. This is going to be his last appearance for most of the year, so we're kind of sad to see him go. He's going to be teaching overseas for the bulk of the year. We're going to sum up his talk on the Holy Spirit today. In addition, Teresa Tamio will be here. You hear her every day on Holy Spirit Radio, every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. She's going to be here to talk about the March for Life. If that's not enough, and I think it should be enough, I present to you the one, the only, Dave Parker.
Well, thank you, Gary. Good morning. What an auspicious introduction.
No, it was a nice one.
Yeah.
See, I'm pretending I don't know what auspicious means. But
thank you very much.
Wasn't that a funny joke, Frank?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, you know, you're welcoming, you welcome Frank and I without saying our names. I mean, you know, we do such a good show. Right?
Without saying your names?
Well, yeah. I mean, I wish I was on mic. I wish your mic was on. You know, because I was gonna jump in already. But sometimes I didn't want to jump in too much, and I didn't want to reach for the button and put me on. So
this, Frank, is why I keep his mic turned on.
Wow.
No, I was gonna say.
So
I mean,
Frank, how are you
show.
Today?
You know,
sorry,
I'm,
folks. What a championship game last night.
Oh, man. Football.
Hey, all right. Let's talk about it. I actually didn't see it.
I didn't watch it either.
Guess what? I saw the reel this morning, and I taped it. Well, yeah. Well, that's what we said in the old days.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I saw the footage.
Dave, I think this is going to be a rough show for you today.
I'm going to have some more coffee, folks. I'm going to hit the cough button.
You enjoy those newsreels before the movies.
Yes, I do, you know. Here we are. 1948, folks, you know, back in the old days.
Who says we can't have fun on this show?
Freshman quarterback comes out, does extraordinarily well, you know, unexpected. You know, what a game. Yeah, and so I'm not a huge college football fan, mm-hmm. and so that's why I really didn't get into it. I was actually watching The Crown, which is on Netflix for those who binge watch mm-hmm. things.
Wow.
Ultimately wound up missing it. Is, you know, my bad. I missed a good game, and I would have stayed up till 1 in the morning to watch it.
Yeah.
Why do they start at 8:17 p.m.? You know, I mean, we have to get up early. We don't have to go to bed early, but I choose that.
It's a business world. They want the ratings from the West Coast.
I know.
It doesn't evolve around you.
I know. Okay, Barbara.
Do you guys remember the days, and I'm sure you probably do, when big sporting events like the World Series would be on during the day?
No.
I'm really old. But at one time, these events were on during the day, and there were less commercials in the...
Yeah. There's way too much commercials in everything that we watch.
Wow.
And like,
spoken by a media guy.
Yeah. And the reality is the, you know, we're, you know, people are now watching a lot more Netflix and other things. That,
right.
You know, the only thing that really is impactful from a commercial perspective is live sports events, and especially those live events that are like a championship like that. So they overload them with commercials. Unfortunately, I think that will eventually backfire on the number of people watching.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of people who, you know, like myself, who will start stuff and start watching it so I can fast forward the commercials.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Gear, let me go back. You know, that was a great intro.
Back to newsreels?
No. Back to your beautiful intro. And you said, you know, we'll be speaking through us. And I thought that was very well said, very beautiful.
Well, I figure that we need all the help we can get.
Pretty much.
So, I really mean that. And I pray that on the way up. I pray it here before we start the show, because I do want him to speak through us. And by the way, I do want to mention one thing. Mm-hmm. If you are traveling on the roads today, just be careful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do the weather in a couple minutes, but the major roads were fine.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But my driveway was a skating rink today, and some of the side streets can be tricky.
And there was a few issues that I noticed, but first and foremost, many schools are two-hour delays right now. So, mm-hmm. you know, if you're not aware of that, you know, just to know. But the thing I did see driving in is kind of silliness in others driving. You know, people just coming out from the side street without stopping. You know, ultimately, when you have ice like this, you have to make sure there's enough distance.
Yeah.
You know, I know we're in a rush to get somewhere.
Amen, brother.
But it's not worth creating an accident. I saw multiple people turning in front of other people.
Yeah.
And, you know, I sat there going, you know, of all days, today would not be that day.
You can't let your guard down today. But just because the road seems okay, you just don't know when to go. You know,
I think that's what it is. I think people are like, oh, it feels fine. I'm just going to be myself.
It looks fine, too. So, I mean, black guys can be very deceptive.
Right.
You know? Looks like bare pavement, but it's not.
And it's not just about you. It's about that other person.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need them slamming on their brakes because they're scared. You don't need them, you know, to do whatever. So just be mindful of that when you're maneuvering.
Absolutely.
And well, if you can wait, you know what? Wait. It's warming up. We're, you know, going to hit the 40s today.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
So get your swimsuits out.
Yeah. With that in mind, let's take a look at the weather right now at the Philadelphia International Airport. It's 29 degrees. Today, it will be sunny with a high near 42. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 25. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 38. Then Thursday will be up to 49. Friday, rain likely, but the high will be 58.
Wow.
Man, I can deal with that. Right now in Doylestown at our studios, it's 26. In Ben Salem, it's 29. In Mount Laurel, 29 degrees also. And just for the heck of it, in Siberia, what do you think it is in Siberia, Russia?
I would say it's probably minus 34.
Actually, it's warm there. It's minus 9.
Oh, wow.
So there you go. A little international weather here. See, you can't get that, Frank Eliasson, on any other show.
I know. Because no one would go there.
That's one of the things we give you at Spirit of the Morning, right on Holy Spirit Radio.
Let me, real quickly, before we have to go to the gospel. You know, Frank was talking about binge watching, and you mentioned Netflix. So my wife Barb and I, we came upon this one thing. I mentioned it yesterday. It's called Longmire. It's in the sixth season. Well, it's over. And I can't, for the life of me, I cannot figure out why they stopped at the end of the sixth season. Now they're talking about a movie, but
so in other words, it just goes it doesn't end. It just like it leaves you hung right there, just done.
Well, like, we have one more episode. The last
that's
episode.
That's a great sales effort you're doing there.
Well, I'm just saying, like it is. I mean,
so
I
let me get into this show and have it go nowhere.
But I'm thinking, why would they do that? I mean, it has so many good followers. It's a great show.
Heck, it, you know, comes down to a lot of times business decisions and sometimes decisions
and
we can't even do. Yeah.
Are we ready for the gospel?
No, sure. It's not your show.
Is it okay? Is it okay?
It's not about God.
It is okay, right, that we do the gospel. All right, no, seriously, let me just get this in here.
We need the gospel.
I don't want to interrupt because you guys are having a nice conversation. Today's gospel is from Mark chapter 1, verses 21 through 28. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and he taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Well, Jesus rebuked him, and he said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And his fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. Now, there are two things that really hit me, guys, on this in this gospel. The first one is the power of Jesus. Just by his words, he commanded the spirit to go away, right? The other one was that this this man with the unclean spirit, you know, certainly it's really the man's possessed by by the devil here, cried out, "I know who you are. I know who you are, Jesus." So that means that for us, we know who Jesus is. We obviously, if we go to church, if we were Catholic, if we're Christian, we know who Jesus is. But that's not enough, because even the devil knows who he is. Do we know him personally, right?
Yeah. And that's, we have that relationship with
exactly.
him.
And that's something that, you know, for most of my life, I never really thought too much about, but that's so important. So today, if you say, "Wait a minute, maybe I don't know him, or I don't know him good enough," make that decision today. Lord,
amen.
I want to get to know you better.
Absolutely.
Right? And he's not going to say no. That's a prayer that he will absolutely answer with a yes.
He is always there waiting for us. You know, if we stray, or, you know, I've strayed in my life and others have, or, you know, just didn't feel it. Like, sometimes we go through our own desert experiences.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But he's there. He's waiting for us. He wants us. You know, he's just not go la-di-da. He really wants us. And as soon as we give him that crevice, that opening, boom,
that's
he's
exactly
there.
Right. And and sometimes you have to let your intellect take over and say, "Well, you know what? I'm not feeling anything, but I know he's there," like you just
absolutely.
Said.
Absolutely, yeah.
So do that today. Turn to Jesus and say, "Lord, help me," because we all have problems. We all have struggles. We all have difficulties. We all have challenges in life, but the Lord wants to be a part of your life. Turn to him today and say, "Lord, please help me." When we come back, we're going to go to break in just a couple seconds. When we come back from the break, Dr. Alan Schreck will join us, and we will be talking about the Holy Spirit. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for January 9th. Today we celebrate Saint Adrian of Canterbury. Today's saint turned down a papal request to become Archbishop of Canterbury, England. The Pope only accepted the rejection on the condition that Adrian serve as the Holy Father's assistant and advisor. Adrian agreed, but ended up spending most of his life and doing most of his work in Canterbury anyway. Born in Africa, Adrian was serving as an abbot in Italy when the new Archbishop of Canterbury appointed him abbot of the monastery of Saints Peter and Paul in Canterbury. Thanks to Adrian's leadership skills, that facility became one of the most important centers of learning in England. The school attracted many outstanding scholars from far and wide and produced numerous future bishops and archbishops. Students reportedly learned Greek and Latin and spoke Latin as well as their own native languages. Adrian taught at that school for 40 years. He died there, probably in the year 710, and was buried in the monastery. Several hundred years later, when reconstruction was being done, Adrian's body was discovered in an incorrupt state. As word spread, people flocked to his tomb, which became famous for his miracles. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Summers and Zims, where safety and comfort are the foundations upon which our grandfathers built the company. We provide 24/7 emergency service in plumbing, furnace, and air conditioning repair, proudly serving Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square, as well as southern and eastern Lancaster County. If you are having an emergency with any of these systems, call Summers and Zims at 610-593-5129 or visit our website at sumzim.com, and we will gladly help you return to full operation.
Getting your daily dose of vitamin Z. You're listening to Gary Zimak on Spirit in the Morning.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That was Colin Ray with Give Me Jesus. I'm Gary Zimak. The time right now is 7:18. Thanks for tuning in to the program. Over the past several months, we've been blessed to be joined every other week by Dr. Alan Schreck. He's a professor of theology at Franciscan University of Steubenville. We've been discussing his book, Your Life in the Holy Spirit, What Every Catholic Needs to Know and Experience from the Word Among Us Press. I highly recommend this book, especially if you want to learn more about the power of the Holy Spirit and how he can work in your life. We are joined once again by Dr. Schreck. We're going to continue our discussion on the Holy Spirit. Hey, Dr. Schreck, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. Good to be back in the new year.
Oh, it's good to be back with you, my friend. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, and you too.
Thank you. All right, Dr. Schreck, I hate to say it, but this is going to be our last broadcast for quite a while. You are going to be teaching overseas, correct?
Right. We have a campus in Gaming, Austria, so I'll be with our students over there.
All right. Well, we're going to miss you, and I want to thank you for just really enlightening us on the power of the Holy Spirit. So this is going to be our last segment for a while. I've been praying to the Holy Spirit, as I know you have, and I got an idea. Let's see what you think of this one. In the appendix of your book, you talk about Spirit-filled worship in the Catholic tradition. And I think our listeners would benefit from hearing a little bit about what is this Spirit-filled worship in the Catholic tradition.
Well, you know, in the early church, and you know, and you can even see it in the Acts of the Apostles, that, you know, when liturgy is very important. It's the core of our Catholic worship. But
right.
My only experience is we were blessed here in Steubenville to have a Catholic parish in which our bishop allowed, you know, at certain appropriate times in the liturgy, and we even have had this in the past at Franciscan University, mm-hmm. a time where people might, you know, have a little times of breaking into a word of prayer, we call it, which mm-hmm. is really just sort of a freestyle worship in the spirit and, you know, not obtrusive and in the proper place. And that's really part of something we see in the early church. Like in the catacombs, you see figures called orons with their hands raised. That was the normal prayer posture in the early church, is when you're praising God, there was a penitential process, which a posture of kneeling or prostrating. But to praise God, you know, and even though we see it in the Psalms, lift up your hearts and your hands were lifted up. So obviously not everyone can do that in the liturgy, and that's
right.
okay.
Right.
But there's, I think, one thing that the renewal in the Spirit has done in the church is when people have the Spirit really moving in their hearts, you know, they sometimes burst out with songs of praise. Jesus even did it, you know.
Yeah.
He burst out, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth." And Mary is in her Magnificat, you know, you can see this is a Spirit-anointed prayer. So I think one thing that the Catholic Church is open to in appropriate times and places, and there are people in prayer groups and around the country. I was over in Rome, you know, for the 50th anniversary of the Charismatic Renewal.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit is a-moving. There are 128 countries represented, celebrating Pentecost with Pope Francis. And I think it's sort of a sign of the times that, you know, we need spiritual power. And one of the great gifts of this renewal in the Spirit is a freedom to praise and worship God. Because,
yeah.
you know, sometimes we focus on petitions, which mm-hmm. is important, and mm-hmm. intercessions. But I think that the thing that we offer to God most of all is our worship and praise. So I would say the Holy Spirit, who is the author of all Christian prayer that we've talked about, is teaching us about, you know, the need for us at every day, in fact, just to give God praise and thanks. And sometimes the Holy Spirit can come and anoint that. We can just do it by our own decision and will, but mm-hmm. we can ask the Holy Spirit, "Come, Holy Spirit, let me just really open my heart to praise and worship our Lord and to worship God." And, you know, as St. John's Gospel says, we worship in spirit and in truth. So I think that we just have to be open to the ways the Spirit is moving. The Catholic Church is being empowered, as well as many other Christians, to just learn to worship more fully with letting the Holy Spirit lead us in our prayer. Sometimes it might be very contemplative. We might just be meditating on a scripture passage. And again, we've said, "Come, Holy Spirit," and really bring the scriptures alive. So there's so many ways the Holy Spirit can help our worship in our personal prayer, and sometimes even in our communal worship and prayer.
And I think sometimes there's a tendency for us to try to take charge of our prayer all by ourselves and not invite the Holy Spirit to pray through
right.
us, right?
Yeah, it's fine to have a structure for prayer
right.
and an order for prayer, but I think it's great to start your prayer, "Come, Holy Spirit, really open my heart and let this prayer be fruitful, however, whatever form we do it in. Just let the Holy Spirit," and then be open to the Holy Spirit really speaking to us and even opening our mouths, like in the Psalms. You read the Psalms, and boy, they're really anointed.
Yeah.
You could say, it's the Holy Spirit that anointed David and the authors of those Psalms. So we have that same Spirit that Jesus came, as we saw in yesterday's liturgy, in baptism of the Lord. Jesus is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit.
Exactly.
And there's always more. We can always open ourselves to more of the grace of God after the Holy Spirit in our prayer.
While we have a few minutes, we have about 4 minutes left in the segment, I want to address anybody out there who is curious about the Catholic Charismatic Renewal Movement. Now, the Archdiocese of Philadelphia has a department dedicated to the Renewal Movement, which is great. We get a lot of support for that movement in our diocese. Dr. Schreck, I first encountered the Catholic Charismatic Renewal Movement back in the late 70s when it was huge in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. I'd never seen such an outpouring of the Holy Spirit before. But it can be a little confusing to somebody who might not be familiar with it. A couple of words possibly about the Renewal Movement?
Well, one thing I have to say is every pope since the Second Vatican Council has blessed and encouraged this as a grace of God in our time. I was in Rome in 1975 when Paul VI celebrated, we might call it a charismatic liturgy at St. Peter's, and blessed this movement. John Paul II did, and Pope Benedict was encouraging. And Pope Francis, you know, he joined with us at Pentecost, and he gave us a word. He says, your mission is to spread the grace of baptism in the Holy Spirit, which is basically renewing every heart in the Holy Spirit. So all I can say is the popes have approved it, and bishops, by and large, the Catholic Church encourages this. But I think my prayer is that this gets more in the mainstream of the church. When we prepare people for confirmation, everyone knows about the Isaian gifts, the sevenfold gifts, but sometimes people don't hear about the charisms that St. Paul talks about and the fruit of the Spirit. You know, especially those fruits of joy and peace that really make us witnesses to the gospel. So I think our church has always been, the Catholic Church has always been the place where the Holy Spirit dwells. He is the soul of the church. But sometimes we got to let him do his work and give him freedom.
Yeah.
And that's what this movement is all about, saying, you know, there's always more. Come Holy Spirit means there's always more of the work of the Spirit. And Mary is a great example. She was the one who is most open to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit overshadows her in the Incarnation, and she's a great model for us about openness to God's Spirit in our lives.
Amen. Your book, again, is Your Life in the Holy Spirit, What Every Catholic Needs to Know and Experience from the Word Among Us Press. Now, Dr. Schreck, before you go, you wrote at least one other book about the Catholic Charismatic Renewal Movement, right?
Yeah, in fact, it was published last year. Mm-hmm. It's the story, it's called A Mighty Current of Grace, the Story of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal, also published by Word Among Us Press, where Your Life in the Holy Spirit is from. And it basically gives the history in a sort of an engaging way of this grace. It's called A Mighty Current of Grace because that's what Pope Francis calls it. He says this isn't a movement.
Right.
It's a current of grace for the whole church.
Well, we're going to have to get you back on at some point to talk about that book as well. But before we go, I just want to thank you so much for everything, for your coming on the show every other week for so long now. I have learned so much about the Holy Spirit, and I know our listeners have. I'm very grateful. God bless you, my friend, and safe travels. And please, I hope to get you back on the show at some point when you can.
Thank you. I look forward to that, and may the Lord bless you this year.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Dr. Alan Schreck, boy, what a great experience
absolutely.
To have him on the show, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely. We are so blessed to have this particular segment.
Yeah, you know, the Holy Spirit gets, unfortunately, neglected so often. He's in my own life, I never fully understood the power of the Holy Spirit. And just a simple, come Holy Spirit, before we begin to pray or before we begin scripture,
amen.
Can
mm-hmm.
help tremendously.
Absolutely.
Because when you say, come Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is not going to say, no, I'm sorry, I'm busy.
Yeah, right. Here, please wait for about 30 seconds. I'll be right with you. You know, he's there.
And I encourage you. I have seen it. Dave has seen it. When you invoke the Holy Spirit, when you ask him to do something, when you ask him to help you, he will help you. He will come through. Trust in him. Because he is real. And he's
absolutely.
God, right? And you can pray to the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely. I want to say travel well, Dr. Schreck.
Yes. When we come back, Teresa Tomeo, and we'll be talking about the March for Life. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. The head of the U.S. Bishops Committee on Migration has expressed his disappointment over the Homeland Security decision to eliminate temporary protected status for El Salvador. Bishop Joe Vasquez released a statement yesterday calling the decision heartbreaking, saying that El Salvador is not in a position to handle the roughly 200,000 TPS recipients. He said the decision will, quote, fragment American families, leaving over 192,000 U.S. citizen children of Salvadoran TPS recipients with uncertain futures. Families will be needlessly separated because of this decision, end quote. He called on Congress to work in a bipartisan manner to find a legislative solution for long-term TPS recipients. Catholic Relief Services has also condemned this decision. South Korean media say North Korea has restored a military hotline with the South in the second reopening of suspended inter-Korean communication channel in about a week. All major communication channels had been shut down amid animosities over the North's nuclear program in recent years. The two Koreas were holding rare talks at the border village of Panmunjom on Tuesday to discuss how to cooperate in next month's Olympics in South Korea and improve their long-strained ties. And Alabama's latest group of hotshot recruits delivered on college football's biggest stage last night. Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa completed a second-half comeback with a 41-yard touchdown pass in overtime to fellow freshman Devontae Smith in Monday night's 26-23 win over Georgia to give the Tide another national championship. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Quote from St. Faustina, to give worthy praise to the Lord's mercy, we unite ourselves with your Immaculate Mother, for then our hymn will be more pleasing to you, because she is chosen from among men and angels. Through her, as through a pure crystal, your mercy was passed on to us. Through her, we became pleasing to God. Through her, streams of grace flow down upon us.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. At age 12, Ilana Simon was diagnosed with a rare liver cancer that required surgery. In 2016, at age 20, she spoke at a conference at the Vatican about a potential cure for the disease. As reported by CBS 2 News, Ilana thought she was done with cancer when she went into remission. But then she decided to investigate the problem by recording a YouTube video and asking other young people with the same type of cancer to send in samples of their tumors. 65 of them did, and under the supervision of her father, who is a scientist, she discovered a common mutation in each sample. Ilana said, "It's good I was the person who ended up getting this cancer because it has turned into something good." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You're listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That was Overcomer by Mandisa. I'm Gary Zimek. The time right now is 7:36. Every Monday through Friday on Holy Spirit Radio at 9 a.m., you get to hear Catholic Connection with our friend Teresa Tamio. Teresa joins us right now. We're going to talk a little bit about the pro-life movement and specifically the March for Life. Hey, Teresa, good morning.
Happy New Year, my friend. How are you?
Happy New Year. I'm well. It's been a while since you've been on with us.
Yes, it's been busy, and of course the holidays and all that, but it's good to be back, and it's good to be talking about the March for Life. I'm so excited. 1 week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
But Lord willing, I'll step on a plane and head down and prepare to cover the march again and be one of the field reporters for EWTN-TV.
Let's talk about this whole pro-life thing, Teresa. You know, you've been at this for a while. Have you always been pro-life?
No. That's a great question, and I think that should be a great encouragement for people when you're listening.
Yeah, audience. And by the way, I appreciate your honesty about that.
Well, I wasn't, and my husband always was, and I guess he said it started as an engineer because he just understood the science of it. He said, what don't you understand? It's a baby. Now, he wasn't as active as he is now. My husband, of course, is an ordained deacon in the Catholic Church, and he's also very involved in the pro-life movement. He's a sidewalk counselor on Saturdays in Detroit every single Saturday. My husband is out there praying outside abortion mills. I swear I'm going to get to heaven on his coattails. But no, I didn't know much about it, Gary. I thought I did because I was this award-winning secular journalist, Mrs. Mm-hmm. Marty Pants, who thought she knew everything. And I was very distanced from the church. I was still going to church, technically, mm-hmm. for the most part, but I didn't know much about the teachings, and I knew it was wrong that the church was against abortion, but I didn't put more emphasis on that. I put the emphasis on, quote-unquote, personal freedom and a woman's right to choose, never completing the sentence. And it wasn't until many years into my career as a secular journalist where I was actually forced to sit down. And back then, when I was still in the business, they actually asked us to get both sides of the story. Mm-hmm. There was a referendum that was up in Michigan. They eventually passed, thank God. They were trying to outlaw welfare-funded abortions. And so I had to bring in a woman from the pro-life community and a woman from the abortion issue. And when I talked to this woman, who's still one of my very good friends, Diane Tromley from Right to Life Lifespan, a registered nurse who didn't bring devout Catholic but never brought up the faith issue and just talked completely from a factual perspective, that was the first time it started to open my eyes. And then it's like this floodgate began where I was reading and studying, and I felt really betrayed by my own industry, the media, for never reporting any of this important information on abortion. So, no, I wasn't always pro-life, but thanks be to God that changed.
You know, Teresa, I think so many times people get so caught up in this freedom of choice idea and this concept that they don't take it beyond that and they don't think past that. And, you know, for many years, I'll share my story, I just didn't care about the pro-life movement. I knew abortion was quote-unquote wrong, but I thought, yeah, that sounds good. The women should be allowed to choose, whatever. You know, it's not a big deal. And then, Teresa, you know what changed my life? I saw a picture of an aborted baby in a trash mm-hmm. in a trash can.
Right.
And I said, oh my gosh, this is what abortion is? I was clueless. I didn't understand what really happened.
Well, I think that's very typical for a lot of folks. And the same with me. I started to see some of the images. I started to learn more when my sisters began to have their own children.
Yeah.
My husband and I couldn't have children of our own, but when my sister started to have, my nieces and nephews who are now parents and they have their own families, that certainly helped me understand. And then when I came back to the church and started to read the beautiful teachings on life, but Father Frank Pavone, our friend from Priest Your Life, always mm-hmm. says, we will not end abortion until we see abortion. The problem is, Gary, that pictures, whether it's of the unborn child, even when we have stories about the development of the fetus mm-hmm. and new ultrasound equipment that's been coming out, those stories are not given enough prominence because the pro-aborts have got the media, hold to basically dictate to them what kind of stories they need to cover. And the more information we put out there about life in the womb, you can't deny it. You cannot deny. We can learn more about a particular truth, but we can't deny the truth of what's going on inside a womb.
Teresa, let's talk a little bit about the march. How important is it to participate, if we're able, in the March for Life?
Well, I think it's huge, and partly because of what we just discussed, mm-hmm. because people, when they go, it's not just the march itself, which is amazing, and I'll get to in a second, but all week long, starting next Thursday through next Sunday, there will be conferences, there are retreats, there are student events, there are seminars. There's a March for Life, expo that goes on in the main hotel, the Renaissance Marriott, where you can learn more about pro-life groups and pro-life organizations. Mm-hmm. And then when you see the march, it's the largest in the world, and I was just preparing my news for my show this morning, and I was reading on EWTNnews.com, they've got a great summary piece, of all the different marches that were built out of the original March for Life, of course, that was started by Nellie Gray some 45 years ago. So it's so important to go because you're standing for life, and you get to see just how big the pro-life community is. Because if you just watch nothing but secular news, you think we don't even exist. So the first time last year, in a long time, we had decent coverage because Vice President Pence was there and White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway.
Right.
And that brought a huge amount of media coverage. Now, I was just interviewing Jeannie Mancini, the head of the March for Life, on my show yesterday.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you heard it, but she did say there are some surprises in store.
Oh.
And there are some pretty big people from the government end that are expected at both the march and the rally. And
wow.
I was trying to get her to, you know, to say the Connie Chung thing just between you and me, but she couldn't admit it on the air at that point, so I told her I'll have her back next week. But just to go and to get that shot in the arm, because those who are working tirelessly in the pro-life movement, whether it's sidewalk counselors like my husband or whether it's people that are running the pregnancy resource centers or the people who work for the pro-life organizations and foundations that just work so hard and don't get $500 million from the federal government as to Planned Parenthood. Thank you very much. Our tax dollars supposedly at work. What a crock that is.
Wow.
It's an incredible way to go and to just feel that shot in the arm that you need to keep you going every day. That's what it does for me, because I'm out on the front lines, not just on the air.
Exactly.
But I get attacked on Facebook, and when I speak even, there are a lot of Catholics that don't agree with the church and, you know, we're not called, you know, to be praised and loved. We're called just to be out there and do what we have to do. So there's umpteen reasons why one should go. Hope people think about it. And you're not that far in Philly, for crying out loud.
I know.
You can get the car and be there in what, an hour and a half, 2 hours?
Absolutely, absolutely. We've got plenty of people going from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Teresa, what's your gut feeling? How is the movement going? Are we winning the battle?
Oh, I think so.
I do too.
We can never give up. We are winning it, but it's something that you have to constantly stay on top of, because you have to remember Planned Parenthood it's like this giant octopus that has its tentacles everywhere, sucking the life out of so many things and so many people and entities as well. They still have this hold in a lot of politicians and a lot of areas, but at the same time, things are being uncovered about them. People are realizing what's going on and what they support. And I think we are really strong, especially in the area of youth. When you go to the March for Life, you see so many young people that are not just there because they get a day off from school.
Right.
But when I interview these young people at this march, Gary, they are so articulate. I look at them and I tell them, well, you're going to be the next governor, the next senator, possibly the next president. I mean, there's 14 and 15-year-old kids I interviewed last year, I remember, from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Three or four youth that were gathering at the Supreme Court where the Silent No More Awareness Campaign wraps up the March for Life event, and they give their testimonies. And these young women and men, I mean, they could quote statistics, they could talk about the church teaching, they could talk about their own passion, and these are kids in high school. So do I have a lot of hope, and are we winning? Yes.
Oh, that is so good to hear, Teresa. I want to thank you for being on today. Every time I need you, you're always there for us, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and Happy New Year, and look forward to another great year of Catholic reading.
Absolutely. Now, before you go, remind us where we can follow you online.
Well, make sure you follow TeresaTomeo.com, but also Facebook/Mrs. Teresa Tomeo, and also my Twitter feed, because we're going to be doing a lot of tweets and fun stuff next week on the March for Life.
Awesome. You are amazing, my friend. Thank you so much for all that you do, and we look forward to hearing you on Catholic Connection later today.
Okay. Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year, Teresa. God bless you. That was Teresa Tomeo. We thank her for joining us on the program. Dave Parker. She's always so inspiring.
Absolutely, yep. And she steps up, you know, as you said, always great to have her. Thank you, Teresa.
You know, it really is. It's so good to have her. It's so good to hear that positive message. And
absolutely,
the pro-life battle, we are winning that battle.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen a change in my lifetime, and it's something that we need. We can't give up, though. That's the key. We can't give up.
She does not shrink from a fight.
That's right.
I mean, she is very, she's inspired, and she's a great leader, I think, in the movement.
Yep. So don't think that you can't play a part in the pro-life movement. You can. You can do something. Make sure you pray. And look, if you can go to the March for Life, absolutely do it. Participate in it. Having been there, and Dave, I know you've been there.
I was there last year.
It's a powerful experience.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It is so uplifting.
Yes, so wonderful. Pray for good weather.
Yep.
2 years ago, wasn't there a blizzard or a snowstorm? Last year was perfect weather. A little cold,
but
it's
there when
January.
It snowed 1 year, so yeah. I know what that's like.
So pray for good weather, folks.
You bet. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Love is what we come here for. This is why we stay.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years, located at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
No matter the weather, you're always listening in the sun. It's a great day with Gary Zimak on Spirit in the Morning.
Come on, sing. All my hope is in.
Love that song. All My Hope Is in Jesus. That's brand new from Crowder. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Hope you're having a good day today. It's 7:51 right now. All right. You probably have some issues that you're facing, maybe feeling a little apprehensive about the day ahead. Well, it's time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Today, our verse comes from Micah, the prophet Micah, chapter 7, verse 7. Here's what he says. But as for me, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. All right, that's a problematic statement. Sometimes we don't like to wait, and we don't believe that the Lord is really listening to us.
Absolutely.
Dave Parker.
Yes, Gary.
When you talk to the Lord and you're asking for something, mm-hmm. isn't it frustrating when he doesn't answer right away?
Yes, it is.
Right?
It is. I mean, again, it goes back to that. We want it when we want it, and that's now, usually, or yesterday.
And it's
not forthcoming, and it frustrates us. So where's our faith, right?
Well, that's why we have to grow in faith,
but
Frank.
Sometimes we have preconceived notion as to what that answer is.
Let's talk about that.
And, you know, it's yes or no. And the reality is it might be something different. And another piece to that is then we fail to even see it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because we expected, our expectation was it's here.
Right.
It's
right.
Not over here.
And I propose that every time we ask the Lord for something, he answers. He answers mm-hmm. immediately because sometimes his answer is wait, mm-hmm. right? So he's going to answer. It might be yes, it might be no, it might be not yet. He does know best. You know, when I was in college, I took a psychology course, and one of Dave, you've got a psychology mm-hmm. background. One of the experiments our professor told us was try this, and then this is a crazy thing. He said when you're on talking on the phone to somebody, only answer direct questions. Mm-hmm. And see what happens. And what happens is you drive the other person crazy because we're so
yes.
used to that constant feedback.
Yes, yes.
But as you said, Frank, when we're talking to the Lord, he's answering, but maybe not in the way we would expect, or maybe not in a manner that we're used to.
Right.
Right? And that comes with our, as we grow in faith, as we get to know him better, mm-hmm. we start to realize that, it's not time yet.
Yeah, in the military, I mean, when you're doing radio communications or something, or now with email, sometimes there's a saying, wait out. You know, out means you're done with the transmission. So I think about the Lord saying, we send a transmission over to him. Lord, I need this. And his response is, wait, out. Mm. I'll be back to you. I mean, but it's like boom, boom. And so we wait. We're in a passive, but how patient are we in that waiting to hear the answer? And as Frank said, sometimes it goes right over our head. We miss the answer. Because we don't expect that, and we wanted another answer.
Yeah, and we talk about this a lot on the program, but I know the three of us here, it's more than talk. We are living this, and I think we have all grown by doing this show. I know I have. Frank, I know some of the things you say you have as well.
Yeah, I have.
Dave, we really live it. We struggle.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Sometimes we try to figure out what we're doing here.
Sometimes, why we're here.
Sometimes you try to figure out, listening at home, what we're doing here, but I think we're here for a reason.
I was working in New York
like the
not
show
that
opening
long
today,
ago,
for
you
example.
Know?
Let's talk about that. Let's look at the change in your life. I mean, a little over a year ago, I didn't know you.
I wasn't planning on being here. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, a week before the show, all of a sudden I was helping out.
Yeah, helping out.
It was going to be a short-term thing.
I always heard about this guy, Frank.
Right.
From Kathy Gasson and Dale and Jane. And his love. And that Frank had a lovely wife and family, Carolyn and the girl. And the girls, and I'm thinking, but I never really met you either.
Yeah, this was not part of my life plan. But you know what, there's things that come around, and sometimes it's odd things, and there's reasons for it. And I may not fully comprehend what those reasons are, what drove that. What basically happened is Dale and Jane were going away, and I agreed to watch the station, and the main computer system went down.
There's your opening, brother.
And then we end up upgrade the computer system.
Wow.
And so, that's kind of what started it. But, there's purpose behind that. And I have to think that there's things within my skills and my background that are of value for some reason.
Right.
I may not see it. I may not even view it from a religious perspective or a evangelical perspective. Mm. But you know what? maybe that's what part of it is bringing out some of that thinking and some of that way of doing things.
And from my perspective, one of them is, and when you were first here and you were doing all the technical stuff, you fixed that computer at the time, yeah. You know, in that crisis, but you're on air more now. You know, I think we found a good balance.
Yeah, I never planned on being on air.
That's my point.
You never wanted to be on the air.
That's my point.
Because that's one of the things you said. You said, I do not want to be on the air. All right, I'll come on if I have to, and now you're just here.
So what do you have to say about that now on the air?
No, I did run to Starbucks on the
But really, I think
I still enjoy my coffee.
We have struck a good balance, right. You know.
But it is about that balance, and it's about how those things actually work together.
Yeah.
And that's the interesting perspective. And we sometimes fail to see those things and the value mm-hmm. that those different pieces of the puzzle, you know, bring about. It's something I've been deep thought in, not even from a religious piece, but I do a little business writing and stuff like that, as well as I talk about societal changes. And as I look around at the world right now, that's what's missing is this understanding of each other, how we work with each other. You know, it's too much of a me world, mm-hmm. whether that's an impact of not having religion in our lives or if it's just an impact of the influences that are around us. Mm-hmm. But then the next thing to that is, how do we go about changing that?
Exactly.
How do we go about influencing that? And these are the things that are I'm filled with a lot of deep thoughts on, and I expect my writing will be about.
Yeah, and that's great to be open like that, and we'll continue to be open. We are walking on this journey with you. I just wanted you to know that the three of us are very much on this journey, trying to figure out what the Lord wants us to do. I want to let you know that coming up on the show tomorrow, our friend Tony Agnese will be here. He's got a new book out. And Frank, I think we're going to give away a copy of Tony's book tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Tony volunteered to mail it out, so we're going to come up with a little contest tomorrow on the program, right?
I love contests.
Yeah, they're so much fun, aren't they? You can't win, Dave.
Okay. I win by being here.
Also, Father Augustine Weta will be joining us.
Oh, what
us,
a good
man,
show.
Whenever Father Augustine's we're in for a treat.
He's great.
If you have a preconceived idea of how a monk should speak and act like Father Augustine's
a preconceived idea of how an interview will go.
Yeah.
It gets thrown out the window.
But he loves being here.
He will dispel that.
Yeah, yeah. He's excited, so he's going to talk about his book on humility. Also, Jeannie Mancini from the March for Life. She'll be here with us later in the week. We've got to run now. Remember, be careful out there. It still could be a little icy. I'm Gary Zimek reminding you that wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord is by your side. Make sure you turn around and say hi. God bless you.
God bless.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating